For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Korea is accusing Washington of making gangster-like demands to pressure the country into speeding up the abandonment of its nuclear weapons. Pyongyang issued the statement just hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up 2 days of talks with senior North Korean officials. Despite the statement, Pompeo sounded upbeat about the meeting.
We talked about what the North Koreans are continuing to do and how it's the case we can get our arms around achieving what Chairman Kim and President Trump both agreed to, which was the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
The North Korean statement said the U.S. attitude was regrettable. The talks ended with commitments for new discussions on denuclearization and the repatriation of the remains of American soldiers killed during the Korean War. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The new jobs report is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The hiring numbers, well, the Labor Department says around 213,000 new jobs were created last month, while economists were expecting a gain of about 200,000. The unemployment rate, though, unexpectedly rose a bit, from 3.8% in May to 4% even last month. Average hourly earnings rose by 0.2% after growing by 0.3% in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Beryl has now weakened to a tropical storm as it approaches the East Caribbean. Hurricane specialist Robbie Burr.
We do think it'll still survive for a few more days, but then once it does reach the eastern or central Caribbean, we do expect it to dissipate.
In World Cup action, England has beaten Sweden 2-0. As a result of the win, England now advances to the semifinals for the first time in 28 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Men and women in blue continue to be killed in unacceptable numbers. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
A study from the Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund shows not much progress is being made in reducing firearms-related deaths in the line of duty.
Through the first half of 2018, the nation has lost 73 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers in the line of duty. The 7% increase over the 68 officers who were lost in the same period last year.
The Memorial Fund's Steve Greninger says Florida leads all states in officer fatalities, followed by New York and North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
High winds and high heat has brought even more wildfires to the United States. From Colorado to California, people are being evacuated. Near San Diego, people are fleeing near Alpine. CAL FIRE's Daryl Pena says it's burned through more than 400 acres and it's only 5% contained.
What we have out here is hot spots in between structures that are continuing to threaten the structures out here.
There's more fires near Los Angeles and at least 40 buildings have been destroyed. The Klamathon fire on the California-Oregon border has burned nearly 10,000 acres. 500 people have been evacuated, and more than a dozen structures have burned. So far, one death has been reported from that blaze. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.